Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of September 2017. Supreme Court has dismissed the center's appeal against a division bench judgment of Madras High Court, which had held that children born out of void marriages are legitimate. Delhi High Court, while acquitting filmmaker Mehmood Farooqui in a rape case involving a US researcher, has said that consent to any sexual advances does not come from a mere hesitation, reluctance or no. It has to be an affirmative one in clear terms. A judge of Punjab and Haryana High Court has refused to hear the anticipatory bail plea moved by the trustees of Ryan International School in light of the CBI taking over investigation in the case. Delhi High Court has directed the Central Information Commission, CIC, to maintain record of its daily orders and upload them within 3 days from the date of the hearing. Central government has exempted skimmed milk powder or concentrated milk from the ambit of goods and services tax, GST, regime. Companies other than banking and non-banking financial company or insurance firm can now have only 2 layers of subsidiaries, with the government bringing in new rules effective from the 20th of September, putting restriction on the number of layers for corporates to check money laundering and protect investors. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified that refund cannot be allowed on unutilized input tax credit on corduroy fabrics supply under the new goods and services tax laws. A division bench of IT at Bengaluru has held that the benefit of Section 54F of the Income Tax Act, 1961 can be extended to the cost incurred by the lessee on alteration renovation on the purchased unit. Central government has prescribed the procedure to be followed to furnish Form 67 to claim foreign tax credit under the provisions of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has barred banks from investing in Category 3 alternative investment funds, specified norms for their participation in commodity derivatives clearing, and tweaked rules on investing in financial services firms.